Some social pines blessed beyond the liver. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and the morning star, shade is filled around me. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its sins before me. Help me walk from day to day with his shadow over me. Near the cross, I watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the bottom strand, just beyond the liver. What a beautiful song, what a beautiful word, speaking about Christ and him crucified alone, without compromise. Isaiah chapter 45. Scripture reading will come from Isaiah chapter 45 from verses 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Silas, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two raven gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayst know that I, the Lord, which for thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I form the lights and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation and righteousness. Spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with thee, his marker. Let the postshades strive with the postshades of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? For thy work he hath no hands. Woe unto that saith unto his father, what begest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? That's the scripture reading for today, Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 down to verse 10. And verse 7, I repeat, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I, the Lord, do all these things. For sure, everything comes from the Lord. There is nothing, even a single thing, that comes from a person. He does all things according to his own electing grace. Let us open our hymn books and sing Psalm number 65. Psalm number 65. Abale akwa kasungu. Tambita ni nyimbo number 65. Imbe nyimbo number 65. Abale akwa kasungu. Mwenye kwa Austin.
Number 65. Yes, chagwe mabuku watu, tukilebe ze nyimbo number 65. Yesu wata kuwelenga anake ya no, kikufala za chikumu za kuwa Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 through 10, the same chapter in our local direct. Brother John, Isaiah 45, verse 1 up to 10.
Mauso gulila kuti Jehovah amuyeza kurezi chibangizo jache. Atero Jehovah kwa ujuzi na wache kwa kurezi. Amene tanjawaji na manda ndari gilisa. Kuti akonjese mitumbu ya anthu pamaso pake ndipo za mazula mchuno mwa mafumu azigule zisebo pamaso pake ndi zipata zizatsekedwa ndizakusogolera ndikusalala kukakhala ndizachola chola zisego za mfuwa ndikutula pakuti akapiti azisulo ndipo ndizakupatsa iwe chuma cha mumzima ndi zolemera zobisika za mmalo amseni kuti iwe uziwe kuti ine ndine Yehova amene ndikuitana iwe dina lako ndine Mulungu wa Israeli. Ndakuita na iwe dzina lako chifukwa cha Yakobo mtumiki wanga ndi Israeli musankhidwa wanga ndakuonjezera dzina ngakhale iwe sunandidziwa ine ineyi ndine Yehova ndiwe palibe kunanso popanda ine palibe Mulungu ndikakamanga mchulo ngakhale sunandidziwa ndidzakamanga mchulo ngakhale sunandidziwa kuti anthu akaziwe kuchokera kumatumikiro a dzuwa ndi kumazulu kuti palibe wina popanda ine ine ndine Yehova palibe winanso ine ndine ngakuyera ndi mdima ine ndiyenda mtendere ndi choyipa ine ndine Yehova kuchita zinthu zonse zimenezi igwani pansi inu mmwamba kuchokera kumwamba thambo litanulire pansi chilungamo dziko la pansi lisefuwe kuti lipalibe chipulumutso lilemereze chilungamo kumene pamoyo ndiye Yehova ndachinenga chimenecho tsonga kwa iye amene akangana mlindi wache ali na mapale adziko lapansi kodi dongo linganile kwa iye amene analiumba kodi kumanga chiyani ntchito yako ntchito yako iye alipo panja.
To God be all the glory and honor because of this time of scripture reading. Brother Dave, can you pray before Brother Ken to start preaching? Brother Dave, I'm going to pray for Brother Ken. I'm going to pray for Brother Ken.
Atake muzina labu ya wacheso Kristu. Chikuwa migaru kumaso kweza ni maga chifuwa cha masana ante ngobala mene mungu mwazifundo sanu. Mwariso mkandisewa mbonzi, maga ndicho wali ngechote mungu, mufu na mutia ule, mkuzo ndi mpichima yatu, imine liyo chima, imine liyo karema ndi kitabu ndi wa masobano. Kwa wansa wansa mungu, mwala liga, mkuzo zisa, chene uchichika kwa kati batu, zonsa mba chichika mungu mwadu mungu sana. Kwa wansa ndu, mwenda mbare, keni, kuri Yehova, kamene mungu hika, kutino musisizanu, magumburuzo anu, afikire mwa iye, kuri kwa wansa, alari kecho soa, pakati wa miyayati. Mutamadike mkuzike mungu mchogorela jipo mwini urendo umeifani zosa bitu jaza mchiche mungu mungu mfunira mungu 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 kwa kwa sabo mungu 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 miambe nafe mungu 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 shuko milani maya sokresi mungu 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 mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ken, now it's your time, take off the microphone and start preaching. If maybe you'll be hearing some noise, don't wonder. Today here in Lilongwe, we have been blessed with the rain, much rain, whereby the iron sheet is full of noise because of the rain ringing. But all those things God directs and purposes. And we are so thankful to God because of the rain of today. The rain is just raining in town, not in the remote areas whereby there is gardens of people that the people can be busy planting their crops. But in town is full of rain today. So all those things, we are so thankful to God because He purposes and He directs all things. It's your time, Brother Ken.
Amen. We're thankful that the Lord gives the rain, He gives the sunshine, and as you read there in Isaiah 45, He brings peace and He brings evil. This is His earth to do with what He will.
Yes.
And it is raining in Shreveport today also, so we're both sharing rain.
So God be on the glory, I can see.
Amen.
Now it's a twist.
There you go. That's it. Different sides of the world, but the Lord still causing His rain to fall.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's take our Bibles and look in Colossians chapter 1. And my text today is taken from verse 21 down to verse 29. And I want to speak with you about the gospel ministry. Gospel ministry. Twice in this passage, the Apostle Paul refers to himself as a minister of the gospel. He says in verse 23 concerning the gospel that he was to preach to every creature which is under heaven. In other words, throughout the whole world, he says, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Mjifaga dangula mundimeke ya 22 yo imena kufuro kwa zela kuru chenga wabu ino uzene kila kula likido kina kulikonse ndiko ine ndaikidwa munga mtumi kwa kala likida uchenga hao.
That's actually verse 23 at the end. And then again, down in verse 25, you see, again he says, whereof I am made a minister. So it's a reminder that any that are truly Christ's ministers, they didn't volunteer to be his ministers. They were made to be ministers. And that word minister in the original Greek is actually the word deacon. So Paul was saying, whereof I have been made a deacon. There are two offices that Christ has established for his church, whereof he has made men to be overseers. One is that of the elder, and the other, that of a deacon. Those are the only two offices we find in Scripture. Now the term pastor has become very popular in religion, but in reality, that word we don't find being used of those that the Lord has raised up to oversee his church. It's not really a title that we find in Scripture, but rather a function. For example, when Christ asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And then he said, "Feed my sheep." That word pastor is a sheep feeder. I know in Malawi, as in other places around the world, you have those that is their sole responsibility to tend to sheep or cattle. They're out there with them. You see them out there sometimes with their staff walking around and driving the sheep or cattle to places of pasture where they can eat. How many people do you know that go to school and try to get a degree to be a sheep herder, a shepherd? How many do you know? No, it's a very humbling place to be out in the sun, to tend to those sheep and to care for them. It's something that the world doesn't even consider a value.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same is true of the word minister. It means to be a servant, one who serves Christ in the gospel. Now here again, religion has turned these offices on their head because in most congregations, they consider the deacons to be ones that take care of counting the money, or if it's a matter of setting up the Lord's table, then they do that. It's the just small tasks that these care for. Nobody that I know of in congregations today considers the preacher himself to be a deacon. But in reality, if we're preachers of the gospel, then we're ministers of the gospel. I actually like that term better. When people ask, well, what are you? What do you do? I'm a minister of Christ. I'm a minister of the gospel. Now, Paul doesn't say here that he was born a minister of the gospel, but he was made a minister of the gospel. He was raised in religion, but it took God to take him out of religion and make him a minister or a servant of Christ. Now here's the importance of this passage of scripture that we're going to read here shortly in Colossians 1:21-29, is that it's not all those who call themselves ministers that are ministers of the gospel. The Apostle John, in his epistle, in 1 John, warns that there are many that have gone out into the world that are false prophets. 1 John 4:1. He says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So just because somebody calls themselves a minister, we're to test their spirit. We're to weigh their message. We're to hear what they have to say. And I'll tell you, if God himself has not made them a minister, they are a false prophet. Those are the only two categories. You're either a minister of the gospel or you are a false prophet. That's why John says there in verse 1, believe not every spirit, because these men will put themselves over as being sent of God. But the warning is, do not believe every spirit. John 4:2 tells us, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses what? That Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. In other words, his message is Christ and him crucified. That brings us to the second matter that we have to consider, and that is, not everyone that calls themselves a preacher is of God, but secondly, it's not everyone that says that they are preaching the gospel that is necessarily preaching the gospel. So that's where we need discernment as well. When a man says, well, I preach the gospel, what is the gospel? How do we know? How do we test what a man is preaching? How do we know what we're preaching is the gospel? Well, let's see what the Spirit of God directed Paul to write here in Colossians, and we'll begin in chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. He says, and you, so he's writing to specific people that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So we see here in Colossians 1, 21 and 22 that the gospel ministry is for a specific people. See, preacher schools in religion, they want people to go out and win the world. That's their goal. We have to get as many saved as we can. That's why they're sent. That's why they have their big campaigns. That's why they have their crusades. The more they can get in and make some kind of decision for the Jesus that they're preaching, they think they're winning the world. They preach as if somehow the decision belongs to man, and it's up to man whether God will save him or not. But the gospel is destined to sinners because it says here in verse 21, you that were sometime alienated, and look at that word, enemies in your mind by wicked works. That word alienated actually means to be a stranger. It means to be shut out. And that's what we are by nature, as sinners. It's not that all these sinners, if they could just hear the gospel, they would believe. No. We're talking about, it says they're enemy. So that describes all of us by nature. But notice then the rest where it says, yet now hath he, that is God, reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. In other words, yes, all are sinners, but not all are those that for whom Christ paid the debt. Now we're seeing that this gospel is addressed to those that although enemies and alienated in their minds, that's how they're born in this world, yet have already been reconciled by his death, by the death of Christ.
Sada bwelo kapulu mutsa wina aliyense hai. Ada bwelo kapulu mutsa antu wake, aminada wasanka. Sipo muona vese yaka 21 yu, imina uri njipo inu. Kulando za rao, nina aubadula ena, kuwasia nitandi ena. Auri njipo inu, o kala alendo kale. Antu amene kala adala alendo kutenga wabu ino. Kuma so adala adani, nchino zao zoipa. Kuma tuwa nana kuya njanitani.
So those that God has made to be ministers of Christ, when they go out, we're not trying to win everybody. We're preaching to sinners who are dead spiritually in their sins and yet have been reconciled already by the death of his son. Those are the ones to whom God sends his ministers. How important, how vital is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation of sinners? It's everything. Apart from the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation.
Sina jiri chose, ubarua infa yambu ya wa Yesu Kristu,
Notice Colossians 1:22 tells us how vital is the death of Christ, because it is by his death that these sinners for whom Christ died are made holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Notice, it's connected to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how a sinner is made holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in God's sight. No other way. You were to ask me, what is it that distinguishes me as a preacher of Christ from all other preachers? I would say it's this message right here. There are many false prophets who are going out preaching to people that the Lord Jesus Christ came in this world and he laid down his life for everybody without exception, but now it's up to each individual to accept that Jesus in order to then, by their decision, be made holy and unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. That's how he's being preached. But that makes salvation then, and the result of it, dependent upon man, which is nowhere found in Scripture. The gospel minister, and again, here's the test, as we saw from 1 John chapter 4, to test every spirit to not believe. The gospel minister puts all of salvation in the death, the coming, doing, and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times have you heard preachers say that they went out and they preached and hundreds of people got saved? That's what they say. Someone who's been taught of the Lord, to hear that sort of speaking will tell you right there that that's a false preacher. Because sinners don't get saved by their profession. They don't get saved by walking an aisle or saying a prayer or somehow making some sort of decision for Jesus. That's not salvation. If a preacher is not preaching salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ alone by His shed blood at the cross, then they are not ministers of the gospel. Now here's where we need discernment, because you'll find preachers say, well, that's what I preach. I preach salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. A good question to ask those that say that is this right here. Ask them, so are there any sinners in hell for whom Christ died? If they answer yes, then they're not preaching salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. They're preaching a Jesus that came and laid down His life as an offer if men will just accept it, but if they don't, God will have to send them to hell. That's not the gospel. You see, in verse 21, the word that's used, it says, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death. Everyone for whom the Lord Jesus Christ paid the debt, they have already been reconciled to God. Reconciled to God means that their sins have already been put away and God has declared them to be justified before Him because of Christ's bloodshed. If anyone is preaching justification before God or reconciliation before God in any other way than what Christ accomplished at the cross, then they are a false preacher. They preach contrary to the word, they preach contrary to the truth, they preach contrary to Christ. They're anti-Christ. So let's remember this as we go out and we preach the gospel day in and day out. We're not under the delusion that somehow there are all these sinners there for whom Christ died. If we don't somehow get the word of the gospel to them, then they're going to perish. That's not why we go preach. As ministers of Christ, or even that word pastor, as a under shepherd, we go out with one purpose, and that is to seek the sheep, to go where God sends the gospel, where he has his sheep for whom Christ has already paid their debt. Now Christ himself said that the harvest is plenteous. In other words, God knows those that he has already chosen, but the labors are few. That doesn't mean he was complaining. He's just saying he's going to bring the gospel to them with a few preachers that he sends. You see, these preacher schools, they boast of how many preachers they're sending out into the world. But be careful, because as we read in 1 John 4, many, where you see many like that, many false prophets have gone out into the world. The Apostle Paul himself grew up and was trained in a school of theology, being taught of men and works, and yet he was not a preacher of the gospel at that time. In fact, he says there in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So you can see that the Apostle Paul, when he says here in our text in Colossians 1:21 that he was made a minister of Christ, a minister, it wasn't by his decision, it wasn't by his choice. Here he said it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ in verse 12 of Galatians 1.
Nijifuwa jashe, jika mamu ona agalatia yu, hakuonetsira poyera kuti Paulo kuti akhale mtumiki wa Mulungu sichifukwa cha kusankha kuti akhale mtumiki ayi koma Mulungu adachita kumpanga kuti akhale mtumiki so sumachita kusankha kwekha mchisankho chako kuti ukhale mtumiki wa Mulungu ayi Mulungu amachita kukusankha.
See, this is what I want to know for myself, but also for any that call themselves preachers or ministers. The question is, when was the Lord Jesus Christ revealed in you? Or as Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, when it pleased God that Christ was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31.
Amanena kuti koma kwa iye muri mwa Kristu Yesu amenana sedo kwa ife nzeru ya kwa Mulungu ndi chilungamo ndi chiyeretso ndi chiombolo kuti monga mwalembedwa iye amene adzitamande mwa Ambuye.
So when you ask that question of most people, they don't even know what you're talking about, because for them they were told that if they made their little decision for their Jesus, that then that was when they were saved. But that's not the salvation of Christ or the gospel.
Ata soko nezeka ndipadza kututsani. Chifuwa ya makaniza kuna kusanka, kumulandira Yesu kampe ni mpuru mchomwe wake, pofuka ya zandipaka mwagake na mpero wake, kutsali ya mpero mtu wina, mpavele ada mpuru mchidwa. Mpavele sisiri chonto, ai, musama mpuru mchidwa, ifuwa na mpuru mpuru mwagake, ai. Kuma ama mpuru mchidwa, ifuwa ya mpuru mwagake sanka, mkuhuigiratu, Yesu mkukufera, chichu se mkukuteratu, nge chifuwa ya jimejaje, shima kakumburuka kwa iweyo, kurusi ndigile mpuru mchidwa wako, kumenikule chikakale.
Notice how he puts it in Galatians 1 and verse 15. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. So God's hand was already on it. He was God's chosen vessel from his mother's womb. But he languished in religion and false religion and works until it says it pleased God to call him by his grace and to reveal his son in me, verse 16, that I might preach him among the heathen.
Adakala mkula pagalatia waniyo, vesaka 15. Imene kuti, koma pamene pada kondwele sa Mulungu. Kukanda ula uri sikarengira Mulungu kukondwele kufuna, amene anandipatula ndisada badwe. Nandika ine, mwachisomo chache. Kukanda ula nandipatula karikale ndisada badwe, kutipangira kukala osankidwa, wena mkwasira mta imene yoyo, Mulungu kuda mkondwele sa kunisanka modelo. Verse 16. Kuri avumburutse mwana wache mwa ine mwana wake Yesu adavumburuka kwa ine chifara ndi sankhakale kundipatula kalekale ndi sada badwe kuti ndimlalikire iye kwa mitundu pomwepo sindinafunsana ndi thupi ndi mwazi.
So this is why God raises up preachers and sends them forth for these that have been already separated from their mother's womb. In other words, they're God's by electing grace, and that for whom Christ has already paid their sin debt, they just don't know about it.
Mene momo, di mene mungu hapa purumusira, antu ochima, kulipo ya mbili rada sanka, yuwa menada wa sankao, Yesu mkwa fira, utenga wabu inokala digidwa. Kwa iwo ama yamba kuumva, Mungu hapa tepula kutu kutu aumve, kwa mkau ya mweyo, amene sada wa sanke, sama uva utengao, nipo sama mpagena garikonse.
I know people who don't, have never heard this gospel, they'll say to me, and preachers especially, they'll say, well, if you don't give an invitation, then how do you know who's going to be saved and who isn't. The first thing I say to them is the gospel isn't an invitation. It is a declaration of who Christ is and what he accomplished by his death. We declare him. We're not out inviting sinners to do anything. But the second thing I tell them is that the faith, believing, is not by a decision of man, but it is by the revelation of Christ. So as I'm declaring Christ to sinners, it's the Spirit's work to reveal him in the hearts of those for whom Christ already paid the debt. I don't have to seek out or try to know. They'll let me know. So when the gospel of Christ and his finished work is preached, it's the Spirit of God that brings that word home to the hearts of those that God has chosen and for whom Christ has already paid the debt. They're already justified before God, but now made to see, given eyes to see by the Spirit, that it was for them that that debt was paid. And it's by this very gospel that they are brought to see, as it says in Colossians 1:22, that it was through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that they were reconciled to God, even before they were born. This was already a matter settled, and that in him they are made to be holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. It's by the work of Christ and not by any decision or will of man. This is what distinguishes the gospel minister, servant of Christ, from all other preachers.
Chimene chimene chimareganitsa pakati pa kapolo wa mboye mtumika amena malalikira uthenga wabwino weniweni monga mwa malemba ndi iye amene samalalikira uthenga wabwino weniweni koma ali kutsikondo lapasi amene amamvangana afuna olalikira uthenga wabwino chimene chishima wasiyanitsa kuwalekanitsa.
Now this is not a popular message because it completely removes any part of this from man. That's why it's not popular. Man wants his decision. Man wants his will. That's his idolatry. But that's his rebellion.
Umajosa kuchuka kwako, umajosa zimene matamako amene umaganiza ngati uli nawo, umakuchosera zimenezo, ndikubwera wokha wokha pawokha posafalikizikako ndi maganizo ako. Ndi uthengawo siwochuka, akusama ukonda, mpingo wake siumachuluka iyayi.
That's
the suffering
in the flesh that Paul describes in verse 24, which we'll have to pick up next time. But he says, now rejoice. I rejoice that God has separated me out and revealed Christ in me, and whatever suffering that brings is, he describes as filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. In other words, even as Christ suffered, so we, identifying with him, can anticipate that suffering in my flesh, but it's for his body's sake. It's for these elect, these that he's redeemed, which is the church.
Ndichifoyeke sabata mati kapitiliza mundima yake ya 24 ya Kolose 1 imene amati tsopano ndikondwera nazo zowawa chifukwa cha inu. Ndaka mati kukondwera nazo zowawa akutanthauza kuti pamene wawamba kuumva uthenga wabwino uchawo umakhauli ndi uthenga uchawo opanda chikoka umene anthu sadza kukonda ndi kuti umamva umasiye umamva kukhala wekhawekha umamva wathu asakukulabadira umamva wathu asakukonda koma ngakhale kumva zimene zichazo uthenga umakulimbikisa chifukwa uthenga wabwino siumakopa anthu onse siumaita anthu onse kuti abwere ayi uthenga wabwino umangodzilimbikitsira ndikudzikopera iwo amene mulungu anawasankha kuti akhale uthenga wabwinowo.
So if for Christ's sake and being true to God's word and declaring salvation as being all of him, if for that I suffer, then God be praised, because that means that God didn't leave me with the rest of this world. It pleased him to separate me out unto this Christ, and therein I rejoice.
Ndifaje Paulo amati ndikondwera mwambuye chifoja kukwanditsirwa zoperewera za chisauko cha Kristu mthupilanga kulendakati ngati kugumana ni manzuzo kumva umasiye kumva kukhala wekha anthu osagwirizana nawe anthu osakukonda uthenga umene ukulalikira anthu osakulabadira osakhala ndi gulambiri limene likhale nawe pansi pako kondwera yamika Ambuye chifukwa chimene chocho ndi chifuniro cha Mulungu kuti zichitike moteromo.
We're going to have to leave it there for this time. We'll come back to it next time. We'll see what is the hope of the gospel as Paul describes it in verse 23. Continuing in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel.
Kumene kuso muda umba ula likidwa, cholengedwa chose, chapa ziko la pala, chapa sipa tapo, kumene paulo ndakala mtumiki wache. Nelika ula spesi na chitika, kwa hiyo amene alimu utengo wabwino, ula likidwa mote lo mo.
So may the Lord be pleased to bless what we've heard today, and may Christ receive all the glory.
Amen. To him alone be all the glory and honor.
Amen.
Kwa hiyo kukhale ule mdima ramanda chifuja tsikula wino chifuja msongano watu mapemphero athu amene tinali nawo. Open our hymn books, Psalm number 10 in our local dialect language. So just for the sake of brothers outside across, we'll just cross over and sing number 69, Take Me As I Am. Imba nyimbo number 69, imene tiimbe abalanza tutimba imene ya chingerezi mba abalanza tutikale na olimozi tikatero tikaimba yatu ya chichewa na mbala 10 tikamari zina yatu ya chichewa tiambila ya chingerezi na mbala 69 kuli abalanza anza kamena lima ikuwa sana siana akozo karana selimozi mchao ya mbidweo number 69
Jesus, my Lord, to thee I cry, and lest thou hate me, I must die. Oh, please, thy brief salvation, and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only breath cries out for me. Oh, take me as I am. Helpless I am and full of you, but yet for me thy blood was spilled, and thou hast made me what thou wilt, and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only prayer is for me. Oh, take me as I am. No privation can I take. My best resolve, I only pray. Yes, there before thy golden seat, and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only breath cries out for me. And take me as I am. Behold me, Savior, at thy feet. Deal with me, as thou seest me. Thy word be key, thy word open, and take me up. Take me as I am, and take me as I am. My only breath cries out for me, and take me as I am. Bundirandile, bundirandile, taiba, taiba, kotero, kotero na diperato, bundirandile. Number 10. Nyimbo number 10.
Uyembeteza mzimu wanga kufika kumuzi wanga
ditamuna mpolomoti opera soibazanda koma sumfona kopijana de tiwolo kofumuwake tilowe bulebele koma sumfona kopijana de koma sumfona kopijana de tiwolo kofumuwake tilowe bulebele koma sumfona kubilana ni Yerusalemu kuwazo bano simuza kala disoki koma simuza kala sabulira inuzaipa sose zinzata koma Yerusalemu koma wazo bano koma simuza kala zisoni koma simuza kala koma sakulira koma saifa sose zinzata koma sufona kumpitana kiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele koma sufuna kumpitana koma sufuna kumpitana kiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele koma sufuna kumpitana koma polo mozi andelebe koma wandiko sela tumalo inetima wanga uyebekeza koma ndilowe mokondwela koma polo mozi andelebe koma wandiko sela tumalo koma mtima wako yebekeza koma ndilowe mokondwela koma sufona kumpitana tiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele koma sufuna kumpitana koma sufuna kumpitana tiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele sufuna kumpitana koma sufuna kumpitana tiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele tilo koma sufuna kumpitana koma sufuna kumpitana tiwolo kofumu wake tilowe bulebele koma sufuna kumpitana. What a beautiful song. What a time. Worshiping Christ and Him crucified without compromise. Him alone is the only one worthy to be blessed and be exalted. A very good song.
a blessing song that speaks of myself, that helpless I am, and I'm full of guilty, but yet for me thy blood was spilled, and thou canst make me what thou wilt. Take me, Lord, as I am. Not because of my good works, not because of whatever is in me, but take me as I am. Because no preparation can I make. My best resolve I only break. Yet save me for thine own name's sake. Take me as I am. And the last verse. Behold me, Savior, at thy feet. Deal with me as thou seest meet. Thy work begin, and thy work complete, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. But take me as I am. Brother Ken, look to God in prayer as we are closing the service of today. It's your time. Look to God in prayer, Brother Ken.
Gracious Father, I do thank you for these times and moments that you've given us to meet together once again around your word. Quiet our hearts, Lord, before you, to know that if the Lord Jesus Christ paid our sin debt there at Calvary, then it is there and then that you declared us righteous, having purposed so from eternity. And if today we have been given eyes to see and rejoice in this one who shed his blood and satisfied your law and justice, then truly that is a grace. And for that we give you the praise and honor and glory. To know that because of Christ's death, we stand holy and justified and without charge before you. Oh, what a blessed gospel when you're pleased to give ears to hear. And I'm thankful for each one of us that you have raised up to go forth and preach this gospel, though we may be few. It's not going to be by the many that we see in the world going out, but by these few. And it's been that way throughout time of those that you've raised up to go and preach your gospel to your sheep. And even as Christ said, all that you have given him, of all those, he would lose nothing but raise them in the last day. Such is our hope, and what a blessed hope he is. And so I commend these, my brethren, to you, and pray for them as you've placed them there in Malawi to preach the gospel, and also ask for your wisdom, grace, as I preach the gospel here in the United States, but through this means throughout the world. You've so purposed that we benefit from this technology and know that your sheep, wherever they are, you're going to cause to hear this glorious word. And so we pray that as the sun sets there in Africa, as the sun rises here in the United States, that in all this you're directing to your honor and glory. For that we give you the praise in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.